AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, campaigning with Governor Gavin Newsom ahead of tomorrow's recall election, toured a California Fire Command Center. During the visit, he noted the cost of wildfires and other extreme climate events this year and last.
Extreme weather in the United States cost the United States of America a total of $99 billion. And this year, unfortunately, we're going to break that record. It's a devastating loss to our economy and for so many communities.
While campaigning with Newsom, Biden is also pushing his $3.5 trillion budget plan, which includes funding for a number of programs to slow, if not reduce, climate change.
Save a generation. Not a joke. Not a joke. We don't stay below 1.5 degrees centigrade in terms of the Earth warming. We're in deep trouble.
Newsom needs to win 50% plus one of the two question ballots tomorrow. If a majority of the voters approve removal, then the candidate who gets the most votes on the second question becomes governor. And with almost four dozen names on the ballot, including 24 Republicans, it's possible a winner could get 25% or less of the vote. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells the House committee,
I welcome this opportunity to discuss our policy on Afghanistan.
Congressional Republicans sharply critical of the massive evacuation from Afghanistan last month. Ohio Republican Steve Chabot.
This administration's bungled pullout from Afghanistan just may be the worst foreign affairs disaster in American history.
Blinken says the Trump administration's deal heavily favored the Taliban.
The previous administration pressed the Afghan government to release 5,000 Taliban prisoners, including some top war commanders. Meanwhile, it reduced our own force presence to 2,500 troops.
This is AP News. Apple is out with an emergency software security patch for iPhones and iPads.
Researchers at the University of Toronto Citizens Lab say the flaw could allow hackers to directly infect iPhones and other Apple devices without any user action and allowed spyware from the world's most infamous hacker-for-hire firm, NSO Group, to directly infect the iPhones of a Saudi activist. The lab says this was the first time a so-called zero-click exploit had been caught and analyzed. Security experts say average iPhone, iPad, and Mac users generally don't need to worry. These kind of attacks tend to be highly targeted. In a blog post, Apple said it's issuing a security update for iPhones and iPads because a maliciously crafted PDF file could lead to them being hacked. I'm Ed Donahue.
A national advocacy group and a Nevada lawyer have filed a federal lawsuit aimed at convincing a judge the nation's only legal brothels are built around illegal sex trafficking and slavery. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.